Okay, I know the last few weeks we've talked a lot about next man up with some of the injuries we have. I was really happy with how those guys that we talked about the last few weeks went into Buffalo and played, you know, especially Craig Robertson, Kirko, and Jimmy Leonard. They really did a good job for us this past Sunday against Buffalo. I think I can speak for our guys. I think we're excited about the opportunity this week. You know, we're going against one of the best offenses in the NFL. I do like where we're trending right now as a defense. I think we're playing well in the areas that help you win football games, red zone, third down. We're getting turnovers. We're improving in the run game. So our guys understand that for us to get where we want to go, that needs to continue the last four games of this season here. He's hot right now. He's got a lot of weapons around him. You know, he's got three receivers on the field that have, you know, Akeem Nicks has been a number one in the past. Reggie Wayne's still a number one, and Ty Hilton's a one. So, I mean, you know, the tight end's a good player. They can run the football. He's very familiar with the offensive coordinator. They've been together since college. So he's much further along in that offensive scheme than what probably just a third-year player would be in the NFL. And it's a problem. They got some guys that give you mismatch problems. So they're doing a really good job. They get more guys running free down the field than any offense I've ever seen on film. So it's amazing. You know, it's like three or four times a game they got a guy wide open, you know, 30 yards deep down the field. So we got to do a good job. We got to do a good job making sure that doesn't happen to us. Scheme, you know, and for whatever reason, they get guys to drop coverage and blow coverage. So, like I said, we got to make sure we do a good job in the back end making them earn it, not giving them any easy ones. You got to mix it. You know, I think, you know, he's obviously a damn good quarterback. If you give him the same look over and over again, he's going to dice you up. So you got to mix pressure with coverage and change coverages with him and zones, mans, middle close mans, split safety mans, split safety zones, middle close zones. You know, you got to roll it. Yeah, I mean, you know, he hasn't been sacked a ton. I think, you know, the turnovers he has made, he does a great job creating plays. You know, he extends the play, he buys time, and, you know, he can throw the ball across his body, he can throw the ball off one foot, he can throw the ball in the air. So he's done a nice job creating for him. But, you know, we always think we can get the quarterbacks. You know, that's kind of what we are philosophically defensively. So, like I said, we're going to mix it. And, you know, we need to continue to get turnovers and make big plays to put ourselves in position to win a football game. I think that, like I said, we're trending the right way. We're playing good football when we need to play good football at this time of the year. I still think we all understand that we can be better, especially in certain categories defensively. But I like where we're at right now. I like how the guys who have been called on have stepped in and have played for us. So we're playing good football right now. I think it's the scheme. I think we have good depth. I think the coaches do a great job coaching the backups. I think and I said this last week, I think that everybody's first 11 are pretty good in this league. I think that you really find out what kind of coaching staff you have when the backups are called on. And I think we have a great coaching staff on defense. And we're deep. You know, we got some guys that have played in the system before, or, you know, they do a good job in the classroom and they get mental reps out on the practice field, and they've prepared themselves for when their number's been called. They've gone out there and done a good job. I've been a part of places where that wasn't always the case. So, you know, it's my hat's off to the coaches, my hat's off to the guys that are stepping in and playing well. I'd love for it to be 40-mile-per-hour winds and rain in and, you know, turn this into an old-fashioned football game. But I don't think that's going to happen. The forecast I've seen is it's going to be it'll be a nice day out there. So whether we play them in a dome or we play them in a tornado, you know, we're still going to have to play well on defense to stop this offense. He's definitely found his groove. I think he's the best corner in football. I mean, if you look at his last month, he's going against Vincent Jackson, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Sammy Watkins, Andre Johnson. He's played pretty damn well against those receivers. So he's a guy that obviously we're counting on, and we're going to need him to continue to play at that level all right, to win some football games this last quarter of the season. We'll mix it based on package, based on personnel, but, I mean, let's not count out Reggie Wayne here either. I mean, T.Y. is a heck of a football player, so is Reggie Wayne, and like I said before, Akeem Nicks has been a number one that's had a lot of success in this league. So they have three very good receivers, so Joe's going to match up on the best one. Probably Dez Bryant. I say that just because, you know, Dez was fighting the wrist injury all offseason, all training camp. We thought we had a really good player when we got here and we evaluated him off tape. He obviously bounced back from the heart procedure that he had. And then, you know, he didn't have a lot of reps in the system early in the season, so he kind of got off to a slow start. And I think the last four or five games, he's really been a force for us inside. And that's really helped us, especially with the injuries that we've had in that room. We needed a guy to really step up and be a difference maker for us in the run and pass game, and he's done that for us. I mean, he's got all the skills to be a dominant player in this league. You know, I mean, he's got pass rush potential. He's got the size and strength to stone guys in the run game. I just think it was him getting comfortable in the system and getting reps in the system. And as that happened in the beginning of the year, you're starting to see now what he has skill set wise. And again, you know, that's something that's been big for us the last 4 or 5 weeks. It'd be huge. It was awesome to see him out at the practice field yesterday. I mean, we have two leaders on defense. He's one of them. We went out and got him in the offseason because we know he's a great football player. He's a big part of why we are where we are right now. So we're hoping to get him back. You know, and Craig and Kirksey, if we do get him back, will still continue to have big roles in this defense. But it would be nice to get our leader back. Runs hard, you know. Good back, you know, is, you know, will get downhill. You know, you better bring it when you tackle him. He's got ball skills out of the backfield. So he's a complete running back. I'm expecting them to try to get him going a little bit this week, knowing that he's coming back to Cleveland.